You're listening to DeBears Brothers podcast and postgame show, the place where Bears fans across the globe hang out online after every Bears game. Now get ready, because it's time to bear down. Welcome back, Bears fans, to another episode of the Bears Brothers Podcast. I'm your host, Will DeWitt, and I hope that you've had a great week. Here, it's been a busy week on the podcast. We met the New York Jets with an interview with Joe Caparoso of TurnOnTheJets.com. We answered your questions with our weekly audio mailbag. Then, we had our weekly game preview episode. Will Ingles walked you through his five matchups to watch against New York, and now it's time to go over my weekly three keys to the game. So what are the three keys that will unlock a Bears victory this week? Let's find out. And this week's first key, stop the run. Going up against their rookie quarterback, Sam Darnold, the Bears will be wise to keep the game in his hands as much as possible, especially with all the injuries and changes to the Jets wide receiver core. Why is stopping the run in this game so crucial? Well, I'm glad you asked. To begin, the Bears just must show improvement in this phase of the game as they have been struggling mightily since the bye week. The Bears are giving up about 135 yards per game on the ground since the bye, which is more than double of the average before it. Yeah, that stings. Sam Darnold so far this year only has three games with a passer rating higher than 75 this season. In those games, the Jets were able to tear apart defenses on the ground for a whopping 193 yards per game. So it's not really until defenses are fearing the run and being shredded on the ground that Darnold is able to play, well, just average. Without the run, he lives up to his rookie status and finds himself unable to be productive and really all too proficient. Good news for Chicago is the Jets lost Bilal Powell. He accounted for over 40% of the Jets' rushing yards this season. He's out with a neck injury. I think he's actually on IR now. So the focus is going to be on Isaiah Crowell, who has struggled despite some decent overall numbers. In five of his last seven games, he's been held for under 40 rushing yards. So if the Bears' defense can't figure out their run fits like games against the Dolphins and to some extent against the Patriots, the Bears are going to be making the game more difficult than it needs to be because really, it's super simple. By stopping the run, the Bears will make the struggling and ailing Jets offense one-dimensional, and all the pressure will be on their rookie quarterback who has a history of not taking care of the football. The Bears front seven is more talented than the Jets offensive line, and there shouldn't be much of a reason for them to get blown off the ball and allow Isaiah Crowell to really run freely to the second or even third level. So stop the run. Rediscover that Bears defense that was allowing less than 70 yards per game on the ground and force teams to beating them through the air before the bye week. Speaking of rediscovery, my second key this week, rediscover the pass rush. Where is the pass rush? That's been the question on everybody's mind since the bye. Bears were on a tear with 18 sacks in the first four games this season, but only one in the last two games. But to put it lightly, that's alarming. Yes, Khalil Mack has been dealing with an ankle injury, but without him, the Bears have not been able to put any sort of pressure on quarterbacks. And it's not just sack numbers, though. The Bears' overall pressures have evaporated as well. Before the bye week, Chicago was generating 24 quarterback pressures on average per game. Since the bye, that number trickles all the way down to 12. That's cut in half. Putting pressure on any rookie quarterback is ideal. And according to Pro Football Focus, Darnold's pass rating when under pressure drops to 38.8. That's third worst in the entire league. He's also thrown the second most interceptions with pressure in his face with 4. The Bears should have some opportunities to get into the backfield in this game as the Jets' offensive line is a struggling unit, especially inside. We already broke down why we're looking for big days from guys like Eddie Goldman, Bilal Nichols, and especially Akeem Hicks with the Jets' protection issues at guard and center Spencer Long. So get in Darnold's grill. Force his clock to tick just a little bit faster. Expedite his decision-making. It's proven to be a great formula. 40% of his interceptions have come under pressure. And if the Bears can achieve the first key of stopping the run, that will make it easier to get back after the quarterback as well. So key one and key two are kind of symbiotic in that regard. And lastly, my third key this week, win the turnover battle. And just like the Dolphins game, I really anticipate turnovers playing a vital role in this game's final outcome. Both defenses are top five in generating takeaways. The Bears are second with 17, and the Jets are third with 15 forced turnovers. For the Bears' offense, if they can take care of the football, Chicago should be in prime position to come away with the win. In fact, there have been just two games in which the Jets' defense did not create a takeaway, and New York lost both of those contests against the Browns and last week against the Vikings. Now, this largely rests on the shoulders of quarterback Mitch Trubisky, as the Jets' opportunistic secondary, they've just been finding ways to make plays on the ball. New York has 10 interceptions on the year, and Trubisky, he must do an improved job at limiting those dangerous throws compared to what we saw a week ago. There are just countless dropped interceptions from the Patriots defense, and if Trubisky gives the Jets those sort of chances, he may not be as lucky. Plus, if the Bears, you know, if they give the ball away multiple times, that's exactly how you kind of keep an inferior opponent with a rookie quarterback in your own house right in the game. And so, if the Bears want to ensure that the Jets virtually have no chance, Chicago must limit turnovers, especially turnovers that give the Jets offense short fields to work with and some of those what I'm going to call gimme points. And the Bears defense, they should have ample opportunities to come away with some turnovers of their own. Sam Darnold, he does lead the NFL with interceptions thrown with 10, and Vic Fangio should have a few tricks up his sleeve to disrupt a rookie, force him to make some throws, and confuse him in his reads by disguising the coverage pre-snap to really make him react on the fly. Plus, the Jets' offense is going to be, you know, without a good portion of skilled players who are out due to injury, and this means that they shouldn't have much rhythm with one another. They should have limited chemistry, so hopefully the defense can capitalize on that lack of familiarity. So both defenses, they're coming in the game atop the NFL in takeaway. For the Bears, their top priority is ensuring that they take care of the ball against a stingy defense. And for Fangio's guys, creating turnovers will be backbreaking for a rookie quarterback on the road. So if the Bears lose this turnover battle, I think their chances of winning drastically drops. Just don't give the Jets a chance to be in this game by being reckless with the football. All right, so those are going to be my three keys for this Week 8 matchup against the New York Jets. If the Bears stop the run, rediscover their pass rush, and win the turnover battle, they should find themselves with their first win since September. Make sure to reach out with your keys to the game because I'm curious to see what you believe are the most vital elements this week. And if you missed one of our prior episodes anytime throughout the week, I highly encourage you to go ahead and check those out, as there's still a lot more information, insight, and analysis about this game against the Jets. We'll talk to you as soon as the final whistle blows on Sunday afternoon. But until then, enjoy your weekend. And of course, Bear Down, Chicago. Bear Down!